Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR show for trivia nuts and the people that have to live with them. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me this week is our mystery guest, host and correspondent for Morning Edition, David Green. Welcome, David Green.
Thank you, Ophira. Thank you.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Way back when you worked for the Baltimore Sun, I was reading, I just thought this was amazing. Actually, I was told this, that when you worked for the Baltimore Sun as a White House correspondent, you still kept, even though you had to be at the White House very early, you kept a bartending job at a dive bar on Sunday nights?
I did. It was on Sunday nights. I think the bar owners, it was a bar called Coca-Pulis in Washington, D.C. It was a great...
Coca-Pulis?
Divey pool hall. And I think the bar owners saw me there so often, they sort of felt bad. They're like, we got to help this guy out. Do you want a job if you're going to be playing pool here so often? And so I started working there. My wife was a bartender. It was also a matter of trying to act as cool as my wife, which I really failed at. I'd come home and she had made like, you know, hundreds of dollars in tips. And I'd say, oh, I made like 30 bucks. So I'll take you to, you know, somewhere for a really expensive date on that.
So you're a big pool shark?
No.
Oh. And
really not a good pool player either. But
you just love it?
It was cool to tell people you work in a pool hall because they assume that you're really good.
What, White House correspondent wasn't cool at all?
No, I wanted pool hall bartender.
Okay, so finally, though, you had to quit.
I did. You know, the campaign, I think, came and I was just away too much.
Right, you worked on the campaign.
Right.
And welcome back to D.C. We're happy to have you back.
Thank you.
I know you were in Moscow for 2 years,
Russia
for 2 years.
Yeah, it was a wild time.
Anything you miss about Russia?
people are really nice. It was an adventure. It was... No, it's really... Russia is a place where on its face it seems really cold and mean, but when Russians invite you into their homes, they give you lots of tea and vodka, and they're really sweet. And
so super generous.
Super generous. And so that I miss, but it was really cold. I mean, I know that's a cliche, but it was cold.
Yeah, no, when cold is cold, yeah, it's
like,
real.
Like your nostrils stick to, you know, together. I mean, it's just that kind of cold.
Yeah.
It's like unpleasant kind of cold.
I grew up in Canada. I have a little bit of a taste of it.
You know.
Remember like the tears would freeze on my face because the whole time I lived in Canada, I just cried.
Not fun.
And what was the number one thing you missed about America while you were over in Russia?
Chick-fil-A.
Really? I figured it would be a food thing.
I mean, among other things.
I mean, people are clapping. You have a lot of, you got a lot of fans for that.
Yeah. I mean, where do you go on Sundays, though? That's an insider Chick-fil-A
joke.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're cool.
I don't know.
They don't have them in New York. It's cool. They all get it.
They
all
good. Get it.
It's fine.
Chick-fil-A, I'm going to make sure I have one before
Close
I leave.
Just don't go on Sundays.
Just don't go on Sundays. Good to know.
Right.
They're religious, I suppose.
Very much.
And have you ever been on a game show before?
I was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me,
which
is an
NPR
show. Oh,
look at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how'd it go? Was it fun? Did you have a good time?
I was the butt of a joke. It was kind of unfortunate, actually.
They ridiculed you?
Well, it was shortly after I got to NPR, and I was covering the White House, and Don Gagne, who's a great political correspondent for NPR and sort of my mentor, he had said, if you're in the NPR booth at the White House, be careful if you shut that soundproof door too often, because you won't know what the hell is going on outside.
Right, because it's soundproof.
It's soundproof, and I was sitting there one of my first days, just kind of chilling and like being like, okay, I'm covering the White House for NPR. Like, I'm really excited about this. This is like a huge honor. And then the phone rang, and it was my editor, Ron, and Ron said, David, what's going on there? I was like, I'm here. I'm covering the White House. Here I am. He's like, okay, because I'm watching CNN, and the White House has been evacuated. And I was like,
you're like hanging out.
Yeah, Ron, let me go check that out. And so I opened the door, and there was a Secret Service agent there, and he looked surprised, and I was surprised, and he said, why are you here? And I said, this is the question I'm trying to answer. It was a plane coming towards the White House, and they had cleared the building.
I remember.
Right. You remember that.
That was you were that one guy that they were like, there was this one guy.
Yep, that was me. Yeah, and so they brought me on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and they played, I think, Danger Zone, the song, Kenny Loggins, and they said, hey, what building was evacuated because a plane was, you know, heading in its direction? The White House, and everybody was out except NPR's David Green. Hey, David, why are you there? So I was hoping to be on Morning Edition or All Things Considered, you know, as a new White House reporter and not wait, but it was cool.
Well, see, but we treat you nice here.
You do. But
are you ready for a trivia showdown?
Absolutely.
See, you know, it's interesting what you say about your story, because your story actually is kind of a hint to the game that we're going to play. Because I know, since obviously you were privy to something that kind of was embarrassing on your part, but I'm sure you've been, throughout your time as a reporter, have seen a lot of embarrassing things, probably witnessed some political gaffes.
Perhaps.
And that is a bit of a hint to what we're going to be playing now. So I ask you right now, David Green, do you accept and ask me another challenge?
Bring it on.
All right. David, no one was willing to go up against you in a trivia game. Does that scare you?
That is very surprising, because they should have. They would have had a very good night.
Instead, you're going to be playing for a member in our audience, and you're going to be playing for a very intelligent man by name of Scott Schrake. Depending on how you do, David, Scott will get a prize. And don't worry, Scott, it's going to be really good. We've got our intern in the back right now rifling through David's stuff, so they're going to get like a credit card.
And Scott can help. I mean, I can sort of signal to him.
You're on your own,
Scott,
my friend.
Scott, we got a thing going. It's going
to
be okay.
No, Scott just gets to think of the answers in his head, and depending on how well you do, he'll get a prize.
It's good.
So there's a lot of pressure on you.
Take care of everything, Scott. Don't you worry.
It's going to be fine. And since we're in D.C., you know, we were hoping to write a quiz about political gaffes and mistakes, but we just couldn't find any. Just kidding. We found, like, enough for 40 shows. But we decided to just do one quiz with them. So just to be clear, though, we are not going to do anything like this.
We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! You know, I always felt like that was, it was strange that ended his career, his campaign. But listening to it now, he sounds crazy. That's Howard Dean, of course.
Yes,
it's going to be great. Okay, right. John Chinesky is here, and he is going to help me with this puzzle. He's going to be playing the role of various politicians. Number one, in 2006. Harry Whittington issued a press statement that said,
"My family and I are deeply sorry for everything Vice President Cheney and his family have had to deal with. We hope that he will continue to come to Texas and seek the relaxation that he deserves."
Why did he say that?
Cheney accidentally shot someone.
That is correct. Yes.
Cheney shot Whittington in the face, yes.
Shot him in the face.
I believe on Harry's property. Was he the guy in tech? Yeah, there. Yeah, it was on a ranch. Cheney was a really great hunter.
Until just that day. That's right.
Hunter of people's faces, yeah. As it turns out, was really
after,
his thing.
Went after the most dangerous game. An old white man.
They are agile. They're very agile.
They're very quick.
What California senator famously said the following?
"Those who survived the San Francisco earthquake said, 'Thank God, I'm still alive.' But of course, those who died, their lives will never be the same again."
Barbara Boxer?
Yes. Barbara Boxer is correct. See, this is great stuff. You know all these guests.
Rock on, yes. Yeah,
yeah.
We're
rock
be fine.
On
three
is
more,
right.
Is that what we need? Okay.
Yeah, three more. I love that. I am the prize. In early 2009, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown visited the U.S. and gave President Obama a penholder carved from the timbers of the anti-slavery ship, the HMS Gannett, and a framed commission from the HMS Resolute, and a 7-volume biography of Winston Churchill. Amazing. In return, what did Obama give Gordon Brown?
Scott, I am so sorry. I think I was in Russia.
Yeah, That's a good... Not sure?
Not
all
sure.
Right. Should we throw it out to the crowd?
That lady right there.
DVDs didn't play on British DVD players.
That's right. He gave 25 DVDs of American films like Psycho, Raging Bull, It's a Wonderful Life.
And they don't play on British DVD players.
But he did rip them himself from Torrent, so that was nice. That was special.
It shows he cares to do it himself.
Had his hands on it. All right, you're still in the game.
We're still there.
During the 1992 vice presidential debate, whose opening remarks were...
"Who am I? Why am I here?"
"Oh, God. Oh, man. I forget his name."
"Can you tell us who he was?"
"This is tragic. Dan Quayle? No, that was 88. Clinton.
Is this process of elimination?
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. Ross Perot's running mate. Yes. Lloyd Benson.
Yes!
No.
Oh, wait. No. Half of it. He got half of it.
He got the Ross Perot.
Ross Perot's running mate.
That's good.
Yes.
Take that.
That will do. That will do. That will
half
do.
A point.
That will do.
Does anybody know his name? Stockdale.
Stockdale.
James, Admiral James Stockdale. Very good.
The Japanese coined the word Bushusuru after George H.W. Bush visited Japan in 1992. What does the word mean?
Vomit?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It literally means to do a bush, but it refers to embarrassing public vomiting.
Awesome.
Which Bush did on the Prime Minister. Only the best. Only the best.
Is there any other kind of public vomiting, really?
Right. Totally confident, happy public vomiting.
Look at that guy. Look at that. How do you do it, sir?
Practice, practice, practice. All right, how did David do?
Oh. He got three.
He got three!
Three! And how many did I need for Scott to win a prize?
Three.
All right.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out. We have some prizes for you. Scott, you will be receiving a one-of-a-kind special NPR Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Yes. And David, for being such a good sport, you'll be receiving also a one-of-a-kind Ask Me Another NPR Rubik's Cube. Thank you so much for being an amazing guest, David Green.